mediocre males. Women's sports is up for grabs. It's time to live your dream. The Kate Daly Show starts now.
Who was down there filming, and the boy said, "You're an adult." He said, would you want boys to be in the bathroom with your daughter?" And Adam said, "No, I wouldn't like that." And the boy said, "Okay, every adult that I've talked to says the same thing. Every single adult says, yeah, I don't want boys in the girls' bathroom. I don't want girls in the boys' bathroom." And the boy said, "Then why is it allowed?"
I'm fed up, and I know everyone else here is probably fed up with the whole animal thing too. And it's just making it very unsafe. And honestly, furries are a very sexual thing, and that's not okay to be bringing into a middle school. They're wearing tail butt plugs, and it's awful. It's really bad. So we needed to fix the problem, and this is the only way we can do it because our school's not enforcing the dress code.
Oh my gosh.
What is it that they're doing to you guys? What is it? They're scratching you guys?
Yeah, they scratch us, bark us, bite at us, spray us with things, and when we have any altercation, the teachers can't do anything. If they speak up, they'll get fired.
Welcome. Kate Daly Show at your service. That actually happened right in my own state, in Utah, and yep. Nebo School District doing nothing about it. And you heard the student. Those are all middle graders out protesting. And it's quite amazing. They'll get suspended for protesting, and nobody will do anything about it. So we'll talk about that more in the hour as well. And right now we've got Chris Ann Hall, our constitutional expert and attorney, joining us. And by the way, how are you, Uncle Milty?
I'm good.
Okay. And how are you, Chris Ann Hall?
I am fabulous. In a world of possibilities, it's impossible for me to be less than that.
Well, amen to that. We need some positivity today. It was hard. I've got more on that coming in. I've got more clip to play on that, but it was frustrating and great. And I was grateful to see the kids protesting, knowing they're going to get suspended because no one will do anything from the constant assaults from the furries permitted in the school system. So kind of amazing.
Well, I think it's fabulous. I think the whole thing is fabulous.
Yes,
I don't think
why
anybody would be depressed about that. I mean, you're teaching kids the importance of standing up for what they believe in.
No, it's great.
You're showing them how to exercise their rights because their parents forgot and their grandparents forgot a long time ago.
Yeah.
And the good news is, more and more people are leaving government schools.
Yep.
I mean, that's the best thing that could happen in America is government schools shut down.
By the way, will you remind everybody about your homeschool program?
Oh, yeah. ConnectHomeschool.org. ConnectHomeschool.org. We are building this, so we need you guys to go sign up so we can let you know. Now, my perspective is this, Kate, and mm-hmm. I believe you believe as I do, and Uncle Milty as well. Every parent is a homeschool parent. I don't
yes.
care where you send your school, mm-hmm. your kid to school. At the end of the day, when your child becomes an adult, what your child knows falls on the feet of the parent, not on the government. So homeschooling your child or schooling your child at home mm-hmm. when they go other places is absolutely something that is an obligation of every parent,
right.
bottom line.
Right.
And what we are going to do with ConnectHomeschool.org is make it easier. There's no excuse mm-hmm. for it today, but there are still so many people that lack the confidence to do it. And so we're going to empower parents mm-hmm. to take education back into their own hands with education that they can actually trust. Because
yep.
we talk to homeschool school parents all the time. Mm-hmm. And after parents decide they're going to do it, Kate, the first thing mm-hmm. they ask is which curriculum?
Yeah.
Well, they ask that because nobody knows how to vet and nobody knows which they can trust.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to build it so that people can trust it.
Amen, sister.
Excellent.
I know we only have you for a short time. So grateful you talked about that, though. We need answers, and that's an answer. There you go. There's a couple of things. Oh, yeah, there's a couple of things. Number one, I want to reference a case, 9-0 Supreme Court, Texas property rights. But I also, we were chuckling, and it's so sad that we had to laugh over this, but the headlines about the Idaho wanted to enforce a ban on letting minors get messed with surgically for gender affirming care. It's not gender affirming care. It's screwing up your kid for life. So it's not exactly care. It's mutilation. And they wanted to keep enforcing this. The Supreme Court weighed in, and here are the titles of the art. I knew you'd get a kick out of this. CNN, Supreme Court permits Idaho to enforce ban. So, Politico, Supreme Court lifts broad injunction against Idaho's ban. Oh, how nice of them. New York Times, Supreme Court clears way for now, only for now, for Idaho to ban transgender treatment. USA Today, Supreme Court lets Idaho. oh, and NBC News, Supreme Court allows enforcement of Idaho ban. What are your thoughts on that?
You know, I mean, it's just one more piece of evidence that the media is actually run by the federal bureaucracy, because the federal bureaucracy wants the American people to believe that we do not have a constitutional republic, that we have an oligarchy that is ruled by a majority of five in the Supreme Court. As if the Supreme Court is the supreme authority in every part of America, state, local, and federal.
Sure.
Right? Those are words of a king.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Those are the words of a ruler, especially when you say things like Supreme Court rules, right? Courts don't issue rulings. Courts issue opinions. Kings issue rulings. And this is just one more step in that. And then we were going to talk about the Texas thing.
Texas, yes.
This is right in line, Kate. Newsweek's headline on this, Supreme Court ruling boosts property rights in Texas. As if the Supreme Court lowers its scepter and actually expands property rights in the state of Texas.
Mm-hmm.
Property rights are natural rights.
Right.
They're not government-given, king-given, oligarchy-granted rights. And so it's really, this case is doubly annoying to me. Just by that headline, annoying number one. But what Americans don't realize when they see that headline, Supreme Court ruling boosts property rights in Texas, what this is about is Texas, and if anybody's ever been to Texas, you know this is a forever ongoing thing, has built an interstate. Well, they've made improvements to interstates, and they're constantly working on that.
Right.
So basically, what they did was they made updates and changes to Interstate 10 next to Mr. De Villiers' house. And because of the changes that they made to this interstate, Interstate 10, his house kept flooding, right? His land, his house kept flooding solely because of the interstate changes. Now, what's ironic is if you were building a business, they would have had you create some kind of retention pond, right?
Okay.
So the zoning laws would have made you account for that. But apparently the state didn't have to account for that. And all the rainwater rush off the changed interstate onto his property. So he wants to sue the state of Texas for the taking, which is what we call constructive taking. It would be the state's, because of what the state did, they have constructively evicted him because he can no longer live in his house. He can no longer enjoy his property.
Right.
And so he wanted to sue the state for that. Only the state said, no, you can't sue us for that because...
How convenient.
This is part, right, because this is a state thing that we did for the good of the public. So this is where number two annoyance comes in. Remember, number one annoyance is the Supreme Court ruling, you know, gives us more property rights. The second annoying, and probably even more so, is that the Supreme Court did not rule in favor of Mr. Duvalier's suit against the state of Texas, because somebody's saying, oh, he won, now he's going to get this money and they're going to have to pay him for his property. No, that was not the lawsuit. Mr. De Villiers, if I'm saying that right, had to sue the state of Texas all the way to the Supreme Court for the ability to sue the state of Texas.
How amazing is that?
This is not the first time, because this is back in 2012, 2014. A family in Bonner County, Idaho, was suing the federal EPA for taking their land based on pretty much the same thing, creating a flood zone by not cleaning out a ditch and then charging them for that, right? So the the family in Bonner County, Idaho, sued the Supreme Court and won. But what they won was the right to sue the EPA, or sued to the Supreme Court, and they won the right to sue the EPA. So that means Mr. DeVilliers and the family from Bonner County, Idaho, had to start all over again.
Because they got the go-ahead to sue.
The man in Texas is going to start in the bottom again and sue Texas all the way probably to the Supreme Court. Unless the state of Texas takes this little, you know, hand slap from the Supreme Court as an indication on how they're going to decide the case altogether, and then the state of Texas decides to settle out and pay the man what they owe him.
Amazing.
But the other irony is if a private owner had done this, right? Mm-hmm. So say, oh, I don't know, Donald Trump built a big hotel next to your house, and then all of a sudden, because the big hotel next to your house, your land is flooding, you wouldn't have to sue for the right to sue him.
Right. No, you're right.
Because that would be your right to sue him. It's a property right infringement.
Yeah.
So it's absolutely ridiculous on the third level that the American people, that our governments operate at a higher immunity and a higher authority than a private landowner.
You're right. It's unbelievable. As unbelievable as kids having to protest furries attacking them in school. I feel like I'm living in an insane world. And
you know, I don't think I would tell my son to protest a furry. I think I'd probably just let my son get suspended for beating the heck out of him.
You know, so many people out there listening to this right now be like, yep, I'm with Chrisanne. And I love...
Look, I'm serious. That's how we dealt with bullies when I was a kid.
Right. No, you're right.
You take care of it yourself. Yeah. So what? You spend 3 days in detention. That bully ain't going to bully you no more.
That's so true. Uncle Milty?
Well, that's one of the kids' complaints is that when the furries attack them, they're not allowed to defend themselves.
Yeah. Or they get suspended.
Oh, baloney. You have a natural right to
self-defense. Of course, of course.
Amen, sister. We so appreciate you.
And I'll stand beside my son while he beat the crap out of some furry trying to attack him.
You'd cheer him on. I love it.
I'd be like UFC, man.
I'd tell him
to tear their tail off.
Thank you so much. LibertyFirstSociety.com. LibertyFirstSociety.com. Chrisanne, you're a gem. Thank you.
God bless.
All right. We'll be right back on the Kate Daly Show. Don't go anywhere.
Can you believe after all the recent violent protests, looting, and destruction, some communities are considering either defunding or abolishing the police? If you agree that now is the time when police protection is needed most, then it's time we stand up and support your local police and the communities they serve. Call 800-JBS-USA-1 and request your free Support Your Local Police info packet. That's 800-JBS-USA-1 and request your free Support Your Local Police info packet today.
This is the Kate Daly Show.
I'm a kitty cat, and I dance, and I dance. Cat, I'm a kitty cat, and I dance, and I dance. Cat, I'm a kitty cat, and I dance, and I dance. Cat,
welcome back. You're listening to the Kate Daly Show. Sorry, got to compose. Thank you, Chrisanne Hall, for coming on, and the kitty cat dance song. Wow. Listening and watching this, we watched some tape on this protest, and it involved so many kids out on the street protesting at a middle school in the state of Utah about furries being allowed to basically attack and spray things in people's eyes, and teachers won't do anything about it. Either will the principal. And it's a Nebo school district is the school district this is going on. When you saw the news report, what did it say?
Several students protested.
Several students protested.
Several. It looked like 50 to me.
Oh, yeah. Probably between, I would say, 30 to 50. Somewhere around there. Yeah, because it kept growing, too.
Yeah.
And so they said several students. See. Now, in the reverse, when there's only a couple of people that are that are trying to, I don't know, stand for abortion or stand for men to be able to say they can actually have a baby, all of those things, they always say a crowd on the flip side of this.
Right.
When it's an issue that they don't want to cover because news is bought and sold, bought and paid for, okay? They say a couple because they don't want to make it look like anything. So they try to stomp it down and make it not look like something so that it is. So I want to play a clip for you, and I really want you to weigh in on this. This is it. Now, here is a very heroic student out there protesting, knowing she is going to get, knowing she's going to get suspended, and doing it anyway because she's fed up. And my dear friend actually is the one asking the question. So hat tip to Tiffany. Thank you very much for this. Here we go. Here, I'll roll some tape. Here you go.
Kendall, right?
Kendallin,
tell us why you organized this.
So we are getting sprayed with Febreze Eyes and Axe, and we're getting bitten and barked at, and it's distracting from our learning and being able to feel safe at school.
You guys got that? They're getting bitten, barked at, sprayed in the face with Febreze and Axe. They're regular students, not the furries. They're regular students. The furries are the ones doing this. They're biting them. Okay. They are barking at them. They're spraying stuff in their eyes, and the principal and the teachers won't do a single thing about it. Yeah.
No. And the Nebo County School District spokesperson, Seth Sorensen, pushed back saying no students are coming to school dressed in full body animal costumes. Well, that's a relief.
You mean from head to toe, but they can have all the accessories
he
on.
He said they can't. They come to school wearing headbands that might have ears on them.
Okay, I remember in school, even going clear back, you couldn't wear stuff like that. You couldn't even wear hats in school. It doesn't matter. But if a kid believes they're an animal, then you can wear stuff like this?
Yeah, but he also said that the students who are allegedly doing this did not describe themselves as furries. Well, they described themselves as cats.
Yeah.
That's close enough for me.
You're right. You're right. That is so true. And I'm sorry, but there's a mental illness going on if your kid's going to school and thinking they're a kitty cat who needs to sit in a little, crate and chew on dog toys. I'm not joking. Yeah. That's what these kids are doing. Here we go.
I'm fed up, and I know everyone else here is probably fed up with the whole animal thing, too. And it's just making it very unsafe. And honestly, furries are a very sexual thing, and that's not okay to be bringing into a middle school. They're wearing tail butt plugs, and it's awful. It's really bad. So we needed to fix the problem, and this is the only way we can do it because our school's not enforcing the dress code.
Oh, my gosh.
What is it that they're doing to you guys? What is it? They're scratching you guys?
Yeah, they scratch us, bark us, bite us, spray us with things, and when we have any altercation,
The teachers
can't do anything. If they speak up, they'll get fired.
Okay.
Oh my God.
Okay, so get fired.
Yeah.
Get fired.
Get fired.
If kids are getting attacked by these furries, by these little kitty cats, then get fired. Stand up. Where's our backbone in America?
Well, that's the sad part.
Jeez.
The teachers know it's wrong, and because they'll get fired for saying something, they let it go on.
Yeah.
Where do you draw the line?
As
a teacher, where do you draw that line? Seth Sorensen said, well, these are pretty young kids. They're like 9 to 13, 14 years
old.
It's
middle school.
You'll have students that show up dressed as their favorite basketball player. That's just what kids this age do.
Oh, please.
No.
Wow. We'll be right back. Kate Daly Show.
Self-reliance. It's not a phrase we hear much in our culture these days. It might conjure up images of pioneers, the West, rifles, strapping men, and strong women. But what does it mean for us in today's world? The New American Magazine has just released its latest collector's edition, Self-Reliance, Foundation of Freedom. In it, the New American authors outline the necessity of self-reliance for a free people, tips for self-reliant living, and the importance of not giving up hope. This unique edition includes articles on the self-sufficiency of the founders, preparing for a worst-case scenario, firearms, financial self-reliance, the importance of community, and many other topics by expert writers. Now, for a limited time, The New American is offering a bundle of three collector's editions, Self-Reliance, The Great Reset, and Trump World, for just $19.95. A great stocking stuffer, available at shopjbs.org. Visit shopjbs.org today.
This is the Kate Daly Show.
Mama just killed a mouse.
Sorry.
Ate it all except the head. That's your present.
I had to. Welcome back, Kate Daly Show, at your service. Milty, I just have no words for this topic because it's so asinine that you can't imagine that parents are okay with their kids exercising mental illness. If they think they're a cat, they should go be in a home somewhere where they can be monitored.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just saying, okay? I also, before we get going and take your calls, 888-673-1450 is the number if you're listening to us live. That number is also on katedalyradio.com. You can give us a call. But I also wanted to mention, please get ready for what's coming at Birch Gold. Birch Gold is fantastic. I can't say enough about them. The emails I'm getting from you are just awesome. And I really appreciate you and your feedback letting me know how great it is to work with them, actually. They're the last thing that they put out was the unbelievable gold forecast, and it's going up, 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 up. So get gold. Get gold. They do not see it coming back down if you're waiting for that. And you have to be varied in everything that you've got. So take care of business today, and please text Birch Gold 989898. It's free information. So how can you go wrong, right? Put my name, Kate, in there, okay, in the message. Just K-A-T-E. Send it off. They're going to send you some free info. It is so worth it. I just can't even explain to you how worth it is. Let's take a caller. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Well, hey, Kate. Hey, I'm from Milton. How are you?
Hi, good. What's on your mind?
Well, regarding the furries, I just wanted to remind everybody who's listening that the real way to basically solve the problem is to take away the money from the school district.
Yes.
Which means that you pull your child out of the school. And it doesn't mean that they don't have to participate or can't participate in school sports, because they can. But with great curriculum, like what Dr. Pesta has, or what we just talked about with Chris Ann Hall, there are so many amazing curriculums that are available for parents. You take your kid out. The school, the money has to follow the student.
Yep.
So it comes out of the district. Their money goes down. Their pay for teachers and principals and administrators goes down.
Yep, you're right.
So if you really want to fight back, and I know it's hard and I know not everybody can do it, but please consider developing neighborhood pods for your kids. Everybody, I mean, there are so many brilliant ex-teachers who just couldn't make it work in the teaching profession, and they love kids and they're so good at what they do.
Yep.
So you just got to get together.
You're right. We need to solve this problem. Thank you. Appreciate it. Because you know what? The schools, they're not listening to the parents anyway. And from what I understand, the person that went to the protest, the adult, said there were only two other moms, and that was it. And so all these kids are out there saying, we're not being listened to. We're getting attacked in the classroom because of this furry crap. And you're letting them do these things to us, spray us in our eyes and all these other things. And that's not okay. And there's two parents out there?
Yeah.
Two? Listen to a little bit more from this courageous student leading this protest. Here we go. Middle school, you guys. Not even high school. Middle school. Here we go.
So they're biting and scratching you guys. And so what happens if you do anything back?
We get in trouble. We get detention or suspended.
They don't get in trouble.
They don't get any punishment.
Wow.
Why do they not get punishment? What do they tell you? What reasons they give you?
They don't really have reasons. Just because they think all of them have autism, which they don't. There are some that do, and that's fine. They don't know that they're out of middle school or elementary school. But there are some that know what age they are. they know what age they are, they know where they are, they know what they're doing, and they still choose to do it. And safer school where we can just learn and go to school, and that's what it's for.
Yeah, things that they're using to spray you guys with, they don't take them away from you?
No.
They're spraying you with Febreze?
Yeah. Febreze in our faces and Axe body spray in our eyes.
Oh my gosh. That's assault.
And they're attacking.
And they don't charge
you. They're full-blown attacking people.
What are they doing to you? Like attacking? Why do you?
And they sit in their chairs like they're animals, and they'll chew on like dog toys. They wear collars, ears, tails, fur boots. They don't get in trouble for it. If we wear like crop tops or shorts, we'll get dress coded.
Wow. So, and you guys got threatened suspension, right?
Yeah, for doing this.
What did they
send out an email basically saying, like, it's in their rules that if you do a protest like this, that they will suspend you. And typically it's just the leader, so I'm going to get suspended. But if any of these other kids get suspended, I'm going to fight for that so they don't.
And you're going to talk to the state school board?
When Christy's mom called the school, they completely denied any of this happening.
They have teachers blocking the door so kids can't leave.
Teachers blocking the door so kids can't leave and join the protest.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm. Sounds fair.
You know, the caller said something, and I like the caller. I think in many ways that's correct. But she said, I realize that not everyone can do it. And that's a logical fallacy. Anyone can do it, but they have to decide they're willing to make the sacrifice it will take to do it.
Yeah.
It's not that they can't do it. It's that they don't want to make the sacrifice to do it.
Our problem is that we don't sacrifice for much.
Right.
And we don't even want to be called names on Facebook. So we don't put out the truth on social media because everyone's so afraid of not having friends. I've lost a lot of friends. I've lost a lot of people in my life because I'm outspoken. Right? You have too.
No, I've never lost a friend. They were never friends.
So true. And so it's okay with me. I could care less, really and truly. It's like, bye-bye. Who cares?
Yep.
But I know, I understand that what that person's saying is, do people have the fortitude to do that? We need to gain the fortitude to do that. We need to absolutely step in now. It's enough coddling. We're done coddling. Get out there and take a stand. We're not doing enough. Obviously, right? Hi, caller. You got about a minute. Go for it.
I was a student at the Idaho School for the Deaf and Blind, and we used to pick on a nighttime supervisor. I'm not going to mention his name. And we would slam doors, and we'd do all kinds of things. And the worst thing they did is say, Dan, what are you doing today? Nothing. Good, you're on contraception. Why? Well, because you were yelling at the supervisor. You were hiding in your closet at night or whatever. And finally, we just... went all out one night, me and a few roommates, and my roommate would bang himself up against the bathroom wall and yell and scream, and the nighttime supervisor said, I'll give you some warm milk, it'll help you go to sleep. Mind you, we're 14, I was 15, 16, not two.
Okay.
And then the next day, the evening supervisor made us put our stereos away and all that, and I thought, well, geez, if they would have done this from the very beginning, it wouldn't have gotten this bad.
Right. And they're not doing one thing. So the kids keep ratcheting it up. Like you heard the student, they're chewing on dog toys. They brought Febreze to spray because that's what they said that people spray for animal smell. And spraying it in people's eyes and doing all of these things, scratching and biting students. And the teachers won't do a thing. And you're right. Had they stepped in to do something, we wouldn't be in this mess. And the fact is if your kid's doing this out there, they should be in a mental institution. Let's go ahead and put them in.
Absolutely.
Right? Yep. Oh, it's just infuriating. Thank you so much. It's just, it is so infuriating that parents aren't kicking it in. Why are they not at the protest?
The parents are more concerned about what someone will think of them than what they think of their children.
Good on the kids.
Instead of helping their children, they're concerned to cover it up so that they don't get disparaged for what their children are doing.
Yeah.
Yet at the same time, we saw parents be sentenced to prison for what their child did.
Yeah.
How does that make sense?
It doesn't. It doesn't make sense. About as much sense as letting a little kid know they can be a kitty cat and sit in the corner in a little bed. Come on. Is that really where we're at? Teachers and principals don't have any more gumption than this. They don't have any fight in them whatsoever. Come on. I don't believe it. You want to go and teach kids and you need to stand up for this stuff. And I don't care if you get fired, get fired. I've been fired. It's not that big of a deal. I promise you, you'll live. Be right back. But at least you'll stand for something. Be right back. Kate Daly Show.
Have you ever heard someone say, the system's broken? Sure you have. Well, it's not true. America's founders created a brilliant governing system that prevents us from having kings, queens, dictators, and even czars. We the people can replace every elected official in a span of 6 years if we so choose. Here at the John Birch Society, we believe the only way to liberty, prosperity, and national sovereignty is not only understand what's in our founding documents, but demand that every elected official adheres to them. The reason we have a ballooning, reckless, and corrupt government is because elected officials aren't following the Constitution. The John Birch Society is principled, coordinated, effective activism. We believe the Constitution is the solution. Join JBS and change America. Visit JBS.org or call 1-800-JBS-USA1 to get involved. That's JBS.org.
This is the Kate Daly Show.
Welcome back. Kate Daly Show. All right. So happy that you are joining us today. Yeah, I'm angry. It's just too much. I swear to you. It's too much. I can't believe that we're in a situation where students actually have to protest getting assaulted by kids who think they're kitty cats. I'm blown away. Also, can I just mention something really fast? I had a listener contact me and say, hey, thanks for the recommendation about Done With Debt. I just talked to a representative and I believe they will be able to help me out. I really got myself into a pickle during the whole COVID scam. The economy hasn't helped either, and I don't trust many people, but I trust you and your recommendations. Thanks again, Kate. And I said, yeah, you're going to love them. They're awesome. They're incredible, actually. And then he said this. He said, yes, I was very hesitant in the world we live in, but they were very helpful in walking me through things. So thanks again, Kate. I am telling you, donewithdebt.com is amazing. They're so good at what they do. Let them help you. And I know everyone got in a pickle during that time. Okay, everyone, including me. I mean, everybody was like, what are we going to do? And this is insane. And so if you're still reeling from that, or you're just reeling from inflation, if you're using your credit cards, and I get it, because that's what you've got at your disposal, but get on top of it and get lower interest rates and get on top of that debt. And they are so helpful in helping to wipe out debt, helping to control that debt, and helping you understand what you can do, because there are things you can do. But credit card companies don't want you to know that. Donewithdebt.com. Done, like you're just done with debt.com. I promise you they're going to help you. So to the listener, you're welcome, because they are that good. I wouldn't talk about them if they weren't. So let me play this clip from my mom. She's actually a good friend of mine, and she was the one that went and visited that protest. By the way, it's getting national attention. That's why we're bringing it up too. It's like, this is going viral. These kids they're so fed up. They're now having to protest and risk suspension because the adults in the room won't do anything about it. Can you even imagine that? So here's a mom also voicing about the bathroom thing. Here we go. Here's Tiffany.
So I think one of the most heartbreaking things that I saw today was this boy asked Adam, who was down there filming, and the boy said, you're an adult. He said, would you want boys to be in the bathroom with your daughter? And Adam said, no, I wouldn't like that. And the boy said, okay. Every adult that I've talked to says the same thing. Every single adult says, yeah, I don't want boys in the girls' bathroom. I don't want girls in the boys' bathroom. And the boy said, then why is it allowed?
Great question.
Why is it happening? Like, why are we allowing these opposite gender kids, biological boys, in the bathroom with our daughters of any age? Men, grown men. I mean, this is
nice.
This is the most
niceness,
asinine, common sense thing that I can think of that is absolutely, you would not let a boy in the bathroom with a girl.
Yeah, and it's delusional but you don't aid delusion. Here we go. This is an important thing that she says right here.
So this poor boy is basically begging, where are the adults? Where are the grown-ups that are supposed to protect us and let us be children and not have to fight these battles? These kids are out protesting. Their parents aren't with them. There was like two moms that I saw telling the kids they can no longer film anything. They can't film furries, they can't film fights, they can't film anything, they can't film teachers. I mean, that's their insurance. That's how they can expose this kind of crap. Do you know how many things have been exposed because kids have cell phones in school?
Yeah, she's right. They're not allowed to because the school doesn't want to be embarrassed for being total jackasses. They don't want to be embarrassed for that. So they're allowing this stuff to happen and then telling the kids they can't have any proof that it's happening.
This is actually the evidence that proves we live under tyranny.
Yep.
People are so afraid of the government that they will allow their children to be abused in school because the government says they have to do it.
Yep. She was right when the boy says, if I'm asking you away from that school, that do you want boys and girls bathrooms? Is this okay with you? And your answer is always going to be, no, this is not okay. Then where are the adults? Why are they not standing up for this? Why are you not seeing teachers protest? Why are you not seeing principals take a stand? I'm sorry, but some of the weakest people I've ever met are principals. Yeah. They will not stand for anything because they don't want to up in the school district, because usually they're vying for a position that's higher than principal. And so they don't want to put themselves out there. This is our problem in America. This is our problem, is that we don't have the backbone, character, and fortitude anymore. We are losing it. Do you want to know, we could go on and on and on this show about who the enemy is. And there's lots of shows out there, and all you're going to hear today on the news is those Democrats. Look, I can't stand a Democrat because I just think they're just dumb, okay? They don't understand anything about true government or the Constitution. I know I'm being mean, but I don't really care, okay? They don't get it. But you know what? It's not the Democrats that are doing all of this stuff to us. We are stepping in the ring, right? People are stepping in the ring to make this kind of stuff happen with their silence, with the character they don't possess. They're not doing anything about any of this. That's the real culprit that's taking this country down. You can go and blame Democrats, and I swear to you, conservative talk show hosts want you to. They want you to. They want to say it's always the Democrats. No, it's not. It's your own side.
Yep.
It's the people in the community that are aiding and abetting this. It's not always the Democrats. That's a lie. It's a lie you're told because you're not getting enough truth. It's us. It's the people. And I'm sick of it. You should be sick of it too.
When a school principal tells you, well, there's nothing we can do about this, you should look them right in the eye and say, you're a liar.
Yeah.
You're a liar.
You're a wussbag liar. That's what you are. Yeah, you're right. They did it with Common Core. They all knelt to the Common Core God.
Yep.
Okay? Because they don't want to lose their precious job. That is our problem in America. No one wants to lose anything. No one will sacrifice to get this back.
And in the end, if we don't put an end to this, we're going to lose everything.
Yep. You're going to lose it anyway.
Yep.
Because of your silence out there. We should see teachers protesting this garbage and protesting Common Core still and protesting all this furry nonsense and the boys and girls bathrooms. We should be protesting this daily. You should see huge volumes of adults. Are you an actual adult? Get out there and protest. If you're a teacher and a principal, get your butt out there. Show the kids what it looks like, what America looks like when you do this.
And if you think you'll be punished for protesting, they haven't punished any of these Palestinian people for their protests. Why are you afraid?
Yep. I'm tired. I'm tired, too. I'm as tired as those middle school kids. And we're the ones that are responsible for this country. It's you and I. And as long as we tattle on each other, and act like morons to each other. And as long as we stay silent and as long as we allow all this garbage, blame yourself when our country is going down in tubes. Blame yourself. Be right back. Kate Daly Show.
Are you fed up with where our nation is headed? Here at the John Birch Society, we know how to fix a reckless, corrupt, and out-of-control government. It starts with patriots like you. We believe the only way to liberty and national sovereignty is to not only understand what's in our founding documents, but demand that every elected official adhere to them. The Constitution is America's only solution. Join the John Birch Society today. Visit us at jbs.org.
Mediocre males. Women's sports is up for grabs. It's time to live your dream. The Kate Daly Show starts now.
Who was down there filming, and the boy said, "You're an adult." He said, would you want boys to be in the bathroom with your daughter?" And Adam said, "No, I wouldn't like that." And the boy said, "Okay, every adult that I've talked to says the same thing. Every single adult says, yeah, I don't want boys in the girls' bathroom. I don't want girls in the boys' bathroom." And the boy said, "Then why is it allowed?"
I'm fed up, and I know everyone else here is probably fed up with the whole animal thing too. And it's just making it very unsafe. And honestly, furries are a very sexual thing, and that's not okay to be bringing into a middle school. They're wearing tail butt plugs, and it's awful. It's really bad. So we needed to fix the problem, and this is the only way we can do it because our school's not enforcing the dress code.
Oh my gosh.
What is it that they're doing to you guys? What is it? They're scratching you guys?
Yeah, they scratch us, bark us, bite us, spray us with things, and when we have any altercation, the teachers can't do anything. If they speak up, they'll get fired.
Back here with you. Last hour. I played that in the first hour, too. And there's a reason, because it's infuriating that, like, the adults in the room don't stand up for anything, and everyone's afraid of losing their cushy job and cushy house and cushy cars and cushy everything. And you know, get a backbone. Tired of it. Get a backbone. We're so not sacrificial on any, on anything. The only people I see sacrifice are the whistleblowers that end up dead. Right?
Yeah.
And there's plenty of them, but where's everyone else? Where's the silent majority, and why are they silent? It's infuriating. 888-673-1450. Of course you can call up on this. It's just, I don't know what happened to us.
It's amazing.
Comfort. I think comfort happened to us. I think we just don't want to be the person that rocks the boat, right?
No, that's it. Yeah. We're selfish. We're self-centered.
Yep.
We only care about our wants and desires.
Yep.
And we don't care what happens even to our own children.
I know. You know, we rock the boat. We get censored. Politicians hate us. Why do you think they hate us? Because we talk about what they're actually doing. We expose them for what they're doing. And you know what? I'm not afraid of them. We're not afraid of them. Who cares? And we have to take that stance in everything. Don't be so afraid to stand up. Yeah,
I'm not really afraid, but I am preparing myself by, when I'm at home, I stay in a little closet most of the day so that when I'm in prison, they'll be comfortable with it.
Oh, it's so bad. It's so bad. And it is. That's a school district in, if you're just joining us, that's a school district called Nebo School District in Utah. And it's getting national attention right now because the middle schoolers are getting bitten, barked at, scratched, sprayed in the eyes with Febreze and Axe, and told that they can't do anything about it. That the kitty cats in school that think they're kitty cats because they're delusional, what they're really, you know, can get away with this and you can't do anything about it. But here's what they're telling the kids, though, Uncle Milty. They're telling the kids that their rights are less important than the delusional kids.
Yeah.
That's the message that they're sending the kids.
This hasn't really been talked about, but the spraying of the Febreze and the Axe, what do we talk about when it comes to our pets getting spayed and neutered so they don't spray? You know, there's a meaning to that.
Okay. I think we get that.
Yeah,
yes.
Okay.
Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Yeah, I'm a little curious to know what we call animal control. I mean, if you get a
I call
wild
animal
dog
control.
Or a wild cat or something like that scratching people, I mean, you call animal control, right?
I love it. Yes. Why aren't they?
Yeah, I'm just curious, and then let the law get involved and see where they go with it.
I love it. Thank you for your call. I love it.
We could also force them to take a rabies test.
That would not be a bad thing. Hi, caller. I know. I'm trying to get there. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Yeah, Kate. You know, if those kids want to be treated like dogs, they should, the teachers and the other kids should, like, spray them like the mailmen do. They spray dogs.
Hose them down?
Really get into it, you know?
I like it. Thank you. Really appreciate the call. I love it. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Yeah, hi, Kate. I just wanted to say that we are inculcated from a very young age, Christians, to treat others the way you want to be treated.
Mm-hmm.
And then add to that the school, the government schools, hammer in be fair.
Yeah.
And when I got out of school, it was a shock of my life when I found out there was nothing fair about it.
Amen. You're right.
Yeah. Yep.
Well, thank you.
So right.
Thank you. The other thing I wanted to say was that the globalists are acting on natural law.
Mm-hmm.
And they, survival of the fittest is how they see it. And they believe because they have more money, they have a right to do what they want.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so that's how I see it, and that's what they're doing. And the people in school have been inculcated to treat others the way you want to be treated, so they don't want to hurt anybody's feelings.
Mm-hmm.
That they're operating on that stable datum.
Right.
And they don't realize that that datum is there and that that's their operating platform.
And that part of those feelings that we're talking about are kids that have a delusion that they're an animal. They're not dressing like their favorite pop star. Give me a break. Because if the other kids do that and dress like Miley Cyrus and wear a crop top, they get in trouble, okay? So it's not about admiring something and you're going to wear a piece of something that reminds you of the person. There's a mental delusion going on that the kids think that they're kitty cats, and they're letting the kids attack the other kids. And that's okay, but they're not allowing the students to fight back, or they're not allowing the students to say anything about it. So it's so funny that you're right. They teach feelings and fairness, yet they're allowing these students to get in the faces of these other students and spray them in the eyes and stuff. Isn't that wild?
It's incredible. And that's an example of penalizing upstats to benefit downstats.
Yep.
Yeah.
And the end of that is more downstats. It becomes a downward spiral. And that's what we're in, right? We're in a downward spiral because
you're right.
The upstats were all being penalized to benefit these people who are downstats.
Let me ask you a question. When you went to middle school, okay? It's years ago, yeah. Right? I'm just kidding. It's millennia ago. I'm just teasing.
I'm 66. It was a long time ago.
Long time ago. You can barely remember it. No, I'm kidding.
No. I remember it.
You remember it. I know. If you went to school with ears on and with a tail, I won't say where the tail is because the girl did it adequately in the promo coming in. But if you did that, what would they have done to you at middle? What would the principal and the teachers have done to you in middle school? I'm just curious.
The principal and teachers would have thought I was crazy, but the group would have teased me and made it such that I wouldn't want to do it.
Yeah.
It wouldn't have been allowed.
Right. And that's okay to a certain extent, right? Because the crowd can kind of keep people in check a little bit if they're going a little delusional, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
It used to be that way, but today it gets... It's become everybody's allowed to do whatever they want, regardless of the sanity of it.
Yeah.
Yep.
You're right.
And so I think we're kind of off a cliff. Mm. And I think the globalists. Dr. Pesta said the other day that he didn't think that they were subliminally coming at us the way they used to. And I would disagree with that. I think there's a tremendous amount of subliminal manipulation going on.
Yeah.
In the games, the commercials, and the show, everywhere.
Yeah.
It's like you're constantly being hit with things you don't realize.
Yeah. kind of like what I said earlier in the last hour, is that all the conservative talk show hosts like myself, right? They're going to be out there telling you today that it's the Democrats' fault on everything today. And this is not the Democrats' fault. This is just us. This our, as a people, it's our fault that this is going on. We're not taking a stand.
I agree with you completely. And I just want to say one last thing.
Mm-hmm.
We give the globalists have taken control of the narrative. So it's not Democrats, they're communist Democrats.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's not progressives, it's communist progressives.
Mm-hmm.
It's not liberals, it's communist liberals.
Yeah.
And the word communist needs to be put there, and then people need to be reminded mm-hmm. that they killed between 120 and 200 million people in the last century.
And it's not conservatives, it's communist conservatives.
Yeah.
We're not getting that message right now from talk show hosts around the country. We'll say it because it's truth, because it's both sides that are doing all of this to us.
You're right, Kate, and we love you for the truth that you espouse.
Thank you. You're so kind. Thank you so much for calling in. Great, great common sense. Really appreciate it. That was awesome.
Yeah. When I was in junior high and mm-hmm. high school, if you started going off the path
right.
that most of us were on, your peers were unmerciful against you. I mean,
yes.
In my day, the kids that decided to try pot
mm-hmm.
were ostracized
really?
From the rest of us. We didn't want to be involved in it. It was a very small number of people that actually said, I'm going to smoke some
you're right.
pot.
And yeah, in my day, it was the goth kids. If you came to school looking like a Skeletor, if you came to school looking with all black and white everything and piercings everywhere, you were in a little group on the side of the hill, because I had an outdoor campus in California. You were like this group nobody wanted to associate with because
yep.
you were just a weirdo. And they got weirder and weirder and weirder to get attention. But they were just the little outcast group.
When I was in high school, there were two groups.
Uh-huh.
I grew up in Huntington Beach.
Uh-huh.
There were two groups, lowriders and surfers. That was as strange as it got.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
I mean, I look back too, and I was in the 80s in high school, and it was a weird time. But you know, if you dressed anything, like if you tried to dress like Billy Idol or Madonna, they'd send you home.
Yeah.
Okay. So when the school district in this Utah town, and this is Nebo School District, pathetic Nebo School District, when they came out and said, well, it's like dressing like your favorite pop star.
Yeah.
No, they're not allowed to. They have dress codes, but not for people that are delusional. Not for furries. I mean, when did this start going on? Why did we not stand for this? We should be on the corner every day. What happened to us as a people? Are we so that married to our comfort that we can't take a stand? And you know what's funny is when you do, you actually win a lot. You don't lose a lot. And I found that out through being fired. I've been censored. I'm censored right now.
The caller made another point about the globalists
uh-huh.
think that their wealth protects them.
Mm-hmm.
There's going to come a day when they find out that 300 million upset people, their money is not going to protect them from those 300 million people.
And you know what you get to win? Character and a backbone. And guess what, folks? I think it's worth it. Go take a stand and get your backbone back. Feel like a man again. Feel like a true woman again. Get your character back. Get your American back. Be right back. Kate Daly Show.
Hey, America. How tired are you of mainstream corporate media's biased narratives and manipulated news? Their dishonesty and attempts to influence this generation have been exposed, put on display for anyone who's even half paying attention. But the New American Magazine has been an honest source of news and commentary for over 50 years. This is your opportunity to receive the stalwart of principled journalism at a deep discount. Picture a beautifully published magazine arriving at your doorstep twice a month, packed with insightful stories written with integrity. It's also available digitally on the New American's mobile app. Get up to speed with intelligent coverage from a freedom perspective. Right now, for a limited time, The New American is available to radio listeners at a 25% discount on a new subscription. Visit thenewamerican.com/radio25 and receive 25% off. Subscribe today at thenewamerican.com/radio25.
This is the Kate Daly Show.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Kate Daly Show, katedalyradio.com. I'm speaking up in Salt Lake tomorrow and Saturday and Salt Lake City, Utah. And you can come hear me speak. The information's on the Facebook page, Kate Daly Radio Facebook page. Uncle Milty, how are you?
Good.
please text Birch Gold 989898. Text my name, Kate. Get some information that will really help you. It's free. So can't be better than that. Solidify with gold, just like Ron Paul's telling you, and he's telling you about the same company. He's saying Birch Gold is amazing, and they are. Get your gold from them and your silver. And right now, you can, right now, while you've got the opportunity, I don't know how long that's going to be, actually, that you can solidify with gold your IRA, your savings, your everything that you've got hanging out there. So text Birch Gold just for the free information. That's all you're doing. Text them 989898 and text them my name, Kate, K-A-T-E. Okay. Highly, highly recommend that. I love all the callers, don't you?
Yeah.
You're voicing everything I'm thinking, and I love that. And it's really, we live in a time that's very frustrating. And the only reason that we're in this, and I hate to say it because it really ticks people off, but it's because we weren't vocal enough. We didn't do enough. We didn't say enough. And there's too many people out there censoring people, and there's too many people shaming people for saying the truth. There's too many, accomplices to what's going on for their own gain. It's the truth. You gain something to do it. In order to censor somebody, you got to have something that you're getting, a favor, some sort of gain, or you wouldn't do it. So when you engage in censorship, when you shame people on social media, when you say, oh, that person's a conspiracy theorist, when you tell people that they should be quiet for the greater good and let the furries and let the boys and girls bathrooms and do all of this because it's nice because you don't want to upset anybody, we're to blame.
I like to ask people when they mention the greater good, I like to say, well, who is it you believe knows what is for the greater good?
And who's the greater good?
Yeah, I mean, who can actually determine that?
And is the greater good the delusional? Because it's kind of going there.
Yeah.
The greater good is the delusional, and then the people with the common sense and the logic are over here, right?
Let's not use the term normal people.
No, let's do. Let's do use the term normal, okay? Because I'm getting real tired
because
of this crap.
Because there is normal and there is abnormal.
Yep.
Those words mean something. Yep. They're defined. And a person who thinks they're a kitty is abnormal.
I've lost a lot of respect for people this year and last year. It's been really, really hard. Really tough because you see people caving. You see people that think that they're on this side and that that this is what's right, and it's not. And you can't imagine how many people would turn you in, would call on a red flag law on you, would absolutely be there for the wrong reason to do something to you and your family. Or shame you, whatever the case may be.
And all it will take for that to really become prevalent is for the government to offer rewards. Yeah. Does your neighbor water their lawn too much? Yeah. The city will pay you $250 if you turn them in.
Yeah, the city will give you money for a building.
Yeah,
if they can be in on your project and compromise your Liberty Project, things like that. You know, I've seen that happen. So it is amazing to me how many people will take the bait. And as long as we take the bait, it makes what they're doing okay, I guess, right? Because we're taking the bait and it's you and I, it's neighbors, it's us doing it. Caller, 30 seconds, go for it, sorry.
What I see happening here is you know, the pendulum is swinging in that direction. And when it goes back, when this pendulum swings back, it's going to be bad.
Ooh,
I mean, these people are not going to have any idea what hit them.
Amen, brother. Yep. Thank you. Yep, exactly right. Exactly right, because we all have to live in this world that we're creating. And as long as it's neighbor against, you know, neighbor, and as long as it's it, you're fearing the very people that you thought you could trust, and those parents aren't going to stand, and those teachers aren't standing, and those principals aren't standing, we're in trouble. Be right back. Kate Daly Show.
The John Birch Society has been working tirelessly since 1958 to preserve freedom, safeguard the Constitution, and restore our God-given rights. We continually educate voters and lead the freedom movement. Join us as we work against a tyrannical one-world government. United as one, we can defeat this conspiracy against a free America. JBS founder Robert Welch said, "Education is our total strategy and truth our only weapon." Go to JBS.org and join us in restoring this great nation.
This is the Kate Daly Show.
Drums keep pounding a rhythm to the brain.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Kate Daly Show. I've got Uncle Milty here. Always fun on a Thursday. I'm speaking up in Salt Lake tomorrow and the next day. And really appreciate you tuning in. I know you care. I do. And if this is the most amazing audience, and I'm so grateful for you guys, because it gives me hope that there's a section of people that get it, that understand what we're up against here, and that aren't buying into, you know, like we talked yesterday, I talked yesterday with Melissa, the different levels of awake, because somebody goes, well, I'm awake, but what does that mean? You know, what does it actually mean to be awake? Because how awake are you? I mean, are you really awake? That's the difference.
If you're not acting out on your thoughts, you're not awake.
Yeah, yeah. And if you think the right or the left is going to save you, you're not awake.
No.
You're not even close. Not even in the ballpark of awake. But there's a lot of people out there. And you know what? I thought I was awake. In my 40s, I thought I was awake because I thought I knew what I knew, and you don't really get challenged a lot, and you watch Fox News and you think, oh, you know, you've got it. No, you don't. You don't get it. You know, the news today was all about the jurors in the Trump case. And we were kind of chuckling just a little bit because it's, if you notice that every day you get every single detail of the cases, four different cases, so they can flood the headlines every day for over a year. Every day there's something about these cases. Do you think there might be a reason for that? Anyway, levels of awake. Okay, we're just going to go with levels of awake. It's amazing. Do you think it's amazing, too, that, and I'll just bring this up really quick, but the 1918 Spanish flu and the COVID, blowvid, was during flu season, not in the summer. The biological attack from China. If you still think that, you're not awake. Do you think it's coincidental that they did it during the heart of flu season so that they could confuse you into thinking that it was something it wasn't? Even Ebola, heart of the season. Just saying. How awake are you?
There are some things that are just so obvious.
Mm-hmm.
My wife and I were talking last night. You know, there are two attorneys that have been picked for the jury for the Trump trial. In 25 years working for the state district courts, my wife never saw an attorney actually serve jury duty because they don't.
I know. No, you're right.
It's.
I know. I just.
And this jury has two of them.
You know, at some point, we're going to have to wrap our brains around this. And,
yes.
And get people to understand. And you've got to be bold to do it. And people don't want to hear it because they say it takes away hope. It does not take away hope. It strengthens where real hope should go. RFK's family. Sorry. RFK Jr.'s family isn't going to endorse King Fraud-A-Lot, Mr. Ice Cream Dementia, in a show of force against RFK Jr. Now, RFK Jr. is very liberal, and he's all about climate change. And he did wake up on the shots, but he's all climate change, everyday climate change. And he picked the worst, most new world ordery person he could for his VP. But do you think it's kind of funny that the family is going to endorse King Fraud-A-Lot to show a force against him? Okay. And then in Arizona, okay, which should have been a very typical conservative state, Arizona House again blocked repeal of the 1964. They keep calling it that for you, so that you are brought back to the dark ages of 1964 when they didn't want to murder babies in the womb. Senate leaves the door open. And in a razor-thin margin, even in a conservative state.
What? Yeah.
How is it razor-thin?
Well, that's a popular term.
Yeah.
Razor-thin.
Yeah. So 30 in the House. So 30 are saying, I want to murder a baby and pull it limb by limb apart while it's alive. Okay. How awake are we? That's a mystery. I'll talk about this more at another point, but I was kind of chuckling, and I have to tell you why. I was chuckling because I found a piece of interesting interest. Okay. The Russia graphic, this was from 1993. Okay. 1993. And it was this. If Russia falls into anarchy or lurches back to despotism, the price we could pay would be frightening, U.S. Secretary of State Warren Christopher said, warning in a speech Monday to the Chicago Council on Foreign Relations. Although Russia's long-range warheads are targeted on the United States, because it's been there a long time, and Western Europe, nuclear experts do not believe there would be an increased risk of a direct attack on the West yet.
That's
but it's coming.
That's a long-winded way of saying we like Putin.
And then it also says that Russia will become embroiled in a conflict with Ukraine or two other Soviet republics that still have nuclear weapons. 93. We've been told these things a long time.
Yeah.
Everything in the news. I went back on Iran too, and it was so interesting how many times Iran has nukes that are loaded, or not nukes. Iran is threatening Israel and going to demolish them. Clear back. I'll have to show proof in show notes or something. It's amazing, the headlines. Just how awake are we?
Yeah. You know, here's some real interesting news.
What's up?
Argentina, Javier Milei, submitted a request to join NATO. Now, Argentina's a long ways from the North Atlantic. But he wants to be part of the NATO.
Oh, my. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. You have about a minute. Go for it.
Hey, just some rays of hope, even though it's really, really crazy. But there are people who are waking up, and the nice part is that evil is unmasking itself. I don't know if you and Uncle Milty watched or saw the clip of Bill Maher talking about how he really does believe that abortion is baby killing, and he's okay with it. His audience literally gasped.
Yeah.
Because he said the quiet part out loud.
Yes.
Piers Morgan was on a show at the same time. And you could see, as soon as Bill Maher said, and if you are pro, I do.
Wait.
And Piers Morgan's face.
What? Wait, say that again. Say that again.
Totally.
Say that again.
Can you hear me? Oh,
no, say that again. You cut out. And Piers Morgan said what?
Piers Morgan's face. He tried to counter and say, well, right. You just don't like kids. But Bill Maher said, no, you agree with me if you're pro-abortion.
Yeah. Yeah, he did say the quiet part out loud. Melissa mentioned this and that yesterday. And then, I think it was yesterday or two, I can't remember, but we talked about this. And then he said, but we're good with that. We don't want kids. We don't want babies. But he did say the quiet part out loud. That is true. That is true. It is, you know what? It can only go. Truth is a great thing. And I'm so glad people are starting to speak the truth.
Well, they stop the excuses. Oh, it's inconvenient. Oh, it'll ruin my life. Mm-hmm. Oh, it'll this. Oh, no,
I'm just
we
selfish.
Just want them dead.
Yeah, we just want them dead. We are okay with murder. How sick. How sick. How evil. Be right back.
Oh, honey, it's great protein. Don't be picky. Eat your crickets.
Many are following the lead of the United Nations to replace your meat diet with an insect diet. It's an all-out war on meat, farmers, and ranchers. Don't let new green policies place controls on your life and overall freedoms. It's time to get us out of the UN. Go to JBS.org or call 800-JBS-USA1.
This is the Kate Daly Show.
Welcome back. I want to share something with you. It's really quite funny, actually. Funny, haha, now that we can look back on it. But it actually is really quite telling at the same time. So I'm gonna give some research to you that I did, and it's just amazing. Before I do that, I just want to say something about donewithdebt.com. Donewithdebt.com. This is really cool, but a listener reached out, and I've been talking about Done With Debt because I really feel like this is going to be the collar around our neck is our debt. And if you can get on top of that and get rid of some of it, credit card debt, and if you can get the rates lowered, they'll do that for you. But they're really reputable, really good company. And so I highly recommend them. And this person said, you know, I followed your recommendation about Done With Debt. I just talked to a representative and I believe they will be able to help me out. And I really got myself into a pickle during the whole COVID scam and the economy hasn't helped either. I don't trust many people, but I trust you and your recommendations. Thanks again, Kate. And I said back to this gentleman, it was a private message. I said, you know, I'm so glad because they're awesome. You'll love them. Everyone has gotten into debt. You're not alone, you know? And he said, you know, yes, I was really hesitant in the world we live in, but they were very helpful in walking me through things. So thanks again, Kate. And I just share that with you because you're not alone. If you're in debt, please do something about it right now before it gets the best of you. And honestly, the inflation isn't going down. It's only going to go up. So if you're using credit cards like most of you are, okay, then this is the best way to deal with it. Done With Debt is very reputable. They're incredible. Give them a chance to just walk you through your situation and help you out. Okay. If you could be paying less money, wouldn't you want to? Donewithdebt.com. So can I share some research with you?
No.
Thank you.
Okay.
Really appreciate that. Okay. So this article came up in my stuff and it got me going. And I have some research to share with you. So the title of this was on history.com. And it was why the 1918 flu became America's forgotten pandemic. Once it was over, no one wanted to talk about it is literally the byline. I kid you not. Once it was over, no one wanted to talk about it. That That's a literal lie right there. They didn't talk about it because I'm going to prove to you why. They show a bunch of doctors in masks with a guard behind them who's unmasked. Okay. I'm sorry. Can't make this up. This is history.com. Okay. This is what they said. The influenza pandemic of 1918 and 1919 was profoundly traumatic event. So traumatic, I guess we couldn't talk about it after. It killed some 50 million people. Do you notice how they've now even upped the number to now 50 million? I went through the numbers before. In 1940, it was like 10 million. Then it went to 25 million in the 1970s. And then Mike from Utah, what's his book? Levitt was Health and Human Services under 2004, 2006, I can't remember. And it and so it went up to 40, and then it was 40 to 50 million. Okay, now it's 50 million. And they said infected up to a third of the world's population. Did you know that?
A third?
Uh-huh. Unlike most flu strains, this was particularly deadly between 20 and 40 years old, okay? 50 million, keep that in mind. Now, I go back into my headlines and I say, okay, right in the belly of the beast, 1918, you know, flu season, because that's when this stuff happens, right? Flu season, because they're mixing it with flu, so Spanish flu. So in November of 1918, the newspapers were laughing at this. They were laughing at it. They said a hospital doctor, this is on page 7, okay, not even front page. The hospital doctor writes in the Ontario Post that one of his patients has the flu. And then it says he was seen walking around wearily. When he was asked what was wrong, he said, "Ah, done had the Spanish flu." This is how it's written. "What so?" he was asked. "What is the Spanish flu like, Sam?" "The flu?" Sam said. "Don't you all know what de flu is? Why, it's a disease that makes you sick and 6 months after you gets well." So they literally wrote this. They wrote this, okay? Now, on page, I'm going to tell you where this is from. Page 7, November 8th, 1918, when supposedly everyone was dying and they don't want to talk about it because it was so traumatic. 50 million people is a lot of people at this time. Remember that. This was on page 7. It's all about the Spanish flu by Dr. S.J. Smith. "If you have sore eyes or a heavy head, you should immediately go to bed. And may you're quite sure it's all the Spanish flu. If you have pains in the head and in the back, wrap your head in a toe sack. And may I say, sure this too, it's all the Spanish flu. If your old teeth rattle and shake, you'll send for a pill too and take and say, oh, how bitter, woo, it's all about the Spanish flu. And if you have a stomach ache, you tell your wife for your sake, send the doctor quick, sue, it's all about the Spanish flu. And if you have a number of ills and you haven't paid your bills and you ought to have a darned hard chill, it's all about the Spanish flu." It goes on and on. I'm not joking. This kind of stuff was written again and again. In fact, a newspaper, this one was Jefferson B., okay? And this was in October of 1918 when everyone was dying. "Get the epidemic of Spanish flu out of the way and the season will be here for church suppers." They just really wanted to kind of get rid of it so they could, you know. And then also, all the individuals in one certain town were in the Jefferson B., were told that, you know, they were dying of this or that, but one guy had Spanish flu, and so they said, "We suspect Percy Sanders of having the Spanish flu. He tries to act all right, but from the looks of his left eye, we rather think something is wrong. However, he says he isn't hungry." Did it sound like everyone's dying? Mm-hmm. Yeah. There's more, but I'm kind of giving you a glimpse into the newspapers of the time. I have newspapers in January 1919, same thing, because you have, you know, the fall going into winter, and then you have winter, and there's a lot in December like this. Were they all dying? Are we getting the right numbers? Are they lying through their teeth? Yeah, they're lying through their teeth. That's what's going on.
Yeah.
How awake are we?
Well, that's interesting.
Oh, wait, one more thing. One guy was saying how he said, they told us that we couldn't stand in cars. You had to sit. Like, you couldn't stand in the truck bed because you're going to get the Spanish flu. And he was questioning why that is. He said, "I thought it was airborne. So what, why do we have to sit in the car? I don't get that." And then also you have to park your car and walk. That was the other thing. And then also chiropractors aren't dead and they're treating these patients. And why is that? If it's contagious, they were really questioning it. Go ahead.
You know, it's amazing how they twist things. The bird flu is a big deal right now.
Uh-huh.
But since 2003, it's only killed 463 people in 21 years. But they did inform us that it's killed tens of millions of birds. So as long as you're not a bird, you're relatively safe.
How awake are we? How awake are we? Okay. I just always want to remember this. The bird flu. It's coming to get you. You know what they're going to do, though? They're going to kill chickens. They're going to kill our food supply in the name of bird flu. That's what's coming next. Yep. That's why they're talking about it.
Yep.
All right. So I play the wrong music. So here we go. And be faithful, be fearless. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you. I appreciate you guys more than you know. KateDalyRadio.com. Thanks, Uncle Milty.
Mm-hmm.